Mr. Chairperson, India would like to thank the co-chair rapporteurs, President of the HRC and High Commissioner for Human Rights for their opening remarks. We also take note of the presentations by the keynote panel. The theme of this year's social forum is very timely and pertinent. Global inequality is deeply entrenched. Poverty is multidimensional in the forms it takes and its underlying causes. COVID-19 has added a new dimension to poverty and has led to steep recession in many countries. The pandemic is already threatening the fulfillment of targets under Agenda 2030. The pandemic also highlights the urgent need for focused policy action to cushion its consequences, protect vulnerable populations, and improve countries' capacity to cope with similar future events. To cope with the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, India has announced a $270 billion stimulus package equivalent to 10% of India's GDP, including those focused on women and their livelihood. These inter alia include Prime Minister's program for the welfare of the poor, where a package of $24 billion includes transfer of around $4.2 billion into the bank accounts of 200 million poor families. Our largest food security scheme in the world will ensure sufficient food for the poor during COVID times. We are also ensuring employment in rural labor in these difficult times. India has also joined as a founding member of the Alliance for Poverty Eradication. Government of India is implementing a comprehensive development strategy to end poverty in all its forms through inter alia accelerated economic growth and development, strong focus on vulnerable groups, special focus on women and children, and broader social safety nets. Some significant steps taken in this direction include the world's largest financial inclusion scheme, free health insurance for 500 million people, construction of over 110 million sanitary units in 5 years, and provision of safe drinking water to every household and providing 150 million homes for the underprivileged over the next 5 years. Last month, we have enacted 3 labor codes that will harmonize the needs of workers and industry. These labor codes aim to cover around 500 million organized, unorganized, and self-employed workers by setting up a social security fund for widening the universal social security coverage for them. Mr. Chairperson, India stands firmly committed for combating poverty and inequality and looks forward to engaging discussions during the session of this social forum. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.